BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Tech Talk Tuesday with George Rosenthal of ThrottleNet. ThrottleNet.com.
Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, George Rosenthal, who a week ago sat down with me, gave me a great class on AI, and I've done none of the homework. I have failed you, George Rosenthal.
Come on.
I'm still intimidated by it. I haven't taken the steps, and I apologize.
Oh, man. That's okay. It's great to talk to you guys again. That's all right. Look, it's a slow process. I think you're along with 90% of the population is slowly starting to get into it. But look, just take baby steps, you know, start asking it how it can help you with every single thing you do. So when you do something throughout the day, work, home, when you think about your health, your workouts, your food, your diets, whatever you think about that day, just ask AI real quickly, how can you help me with this? And it'll tell you, and eventually okay. You'll start to get to know it really well.
I'm going to do this here in about, about an hour from now, I'll be at family golf. And I'm going to say, Claude, how can I hit my damn driver straight? And he's going to fix it for me, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, good. That's my plan. All right. On a serious note, though, look, you talked about this last week, and now we know there was some announcement yesterday at this big Apple event that Siri, which I think has been very non-reliable lately, has been rebuilt by Google, right? So we're getting some AI changes with Apple working with Google.
So excited about this. I cannot even express to you. I'm like walking on water. So excited. So this is the biggest announcement for the iPhone in a long time, probably 10 years. And you know, I hate to say this, but goodbye, Tim Cook. Sorry, buddy. But that was your last keynote speech. You did a great job with raising the revenue of the company, but there was no innovation until basically now. They're copying what Microsoft did. So instead of creating their own AI, they're going out now and they're hiring basically their biggest competitor. They're paying Google $1 billion a year for this. So Gemini is going to run Siri, and it gets a little bit better. Give me a couple seconds. So this is a total overhaul of your entire phone. Your phone is literally about to become the most highly hyper-personalized, context-aware executive assistant you've possibly had. And everything that I talked to you about last week in AI at the office is about to be in your phone in a crazy way. It's going to use the camera and look at your eyes and see what apps you're looking at. It's going to know what you're using on the regular and help you with it. You're going to be able to talk to your phone and ask it which app is best for the situation you're trying to do. And then what's even greater about all of this is that this is something revolutionary that when it comes to Apple, because Apple's very good at dictating the hardware and the software that they want you to use. This is crazy. They're going to allow Anthropic, which is Claude, and ChatGPT, along with Gemini, into the operating system, into the iOS. So you're going to be able to choose whether you want Gemini, Claude, or OpenAI on your phone. And that is revolutionary because Apple's always dictated what you're going to use and how you're going to use it. Even though they're paying Google $1 billion a year, you're still going to be able to choose between the three of them. Now, the bummer is, and this is, I don't think this is intentional, but like we talked about last week, is that the hardware that you're allowed to have is going to be limiting the capabilities of what's happening. Now, there's iOS 27 is coming. And this, oh, by the way, let me back up a second. This is all starting in September. So in September, you're going to get the big launch of iOS 27. Now, if you have an Apple 15, an iPhone 15, an iPhone 16, an iPhone 14, 13, you'll be fine with iOS 27. But it's the AI capabilities that will not be available to everybody. So if you have a 15 or a 16 Pro, you'll get very limited AI capabilities. If you have a 17 and what's about to be the newest iPhone announced in September, then yes, you'll have full AI capabilities that will help you with everything you're doing in all of the devices, iPads, MacBooks. Now, the MacBook does need the M3 chip or greater, so just keep that in mind if you're a MacBook user. Make sure you have the M3 chip or greater. But the capabilities that is about to change with all of your Apple devices is going to be revolutionary.
Okay, so just to be clear on when this happens, so it's still going to be the iOS that we're talking about is still in the future.
Yes. So if you're really, really anxious, the developer beta, if you're a developer, software developer, it was launched yesterday. Now, the public beta version comes out in July. Even in the tech world and being in my career and everything that I focus on, I still don't do beta on my phone. I don't trust it. There's right. A lot of bugs. There's a lot of issues. So I will wait until September when they roll out the whole big launch. And that's also when they're going to roll out a new iPhone. So And that's something where I would not recommend going into the beta version in July. Just be patient. Come fall, get ready for iOS 27.
Is there a real life example of when you say we'll have our choices between the three? How will that work? When we use Siri, Siri will ask us?
Yeah, so it'll be in the settings. You'll be able to change to Claude, or you'll be able to change over to Gemini. And again, what's great now is you have between now and September to start figuring out what AI platform you really like.
Right.
I would literally focus on those three, Gemini, ChatGPT, and Claude. And here's why, because it's all about the AI getting to know you, your habits, your workout habits, your diet, what you do for a living, how your family likes to take vacations, and can it help you plan a trip and do everything that you need to do throughout your day. For example, it will be able to look at your calendar and say, okay, you have five different things you have to do today. You have to go over here, you have to go over here. And it'll work with the map application that you use the most, whether it's the Google Maps or whether it's Apple Maps, and then help you plan the route for your entire day that works around the best traffic so you don't get late. It is crazy what this is going to do. It is going to integrate all of your applications into your daily habits and put it in your voice and be able to work with you every single day.
I had a conversation with AI because, of course, me in the Samsung world on my way in about changing hair and what shampoo I should buy and all of this stuff, George. And I mean, this AI was telling me completely right on stuff.
Cause really?
You're
testing
it. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Sue's going through a transformation, a hair color transformation. It's a process.
It is a process.
I love it.
It's two in the weeds for me.
Yeah, well, I get it. But I'm saying, okay, well, what does toner do? What does this do? And they would tell me all the way in. And it's like your hair.
If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Having a conversation with a person.
It is.
It's bizarre.
Let's go a step further, Sue. Let's say you go onto Pinterest, okay, and you start looking up hairstyles and hair colors that you really like that you think would fit you. You then take a selfie of yourself, put it into the AI, then upload pictures from Pinterest And it will tell you what it thinks will work best with you and how it's going to transition slowly over time. And do you need to go to a stylist or
yes.
can you do this at home?
Yes.
All of these different things are going to be, I'm telling you, it's fascinating and it's unbelievable that you have a coach yeah. on your phone.
It yeah. is. It
what, which one do you use? Do you use Gemini?
Gemini's on my phone.
And what do? Just talk to it?
Well, it's a Galaxy AI. Well, but yeah, whatever's on my phone. Yes, yeah, so I just say...
That's Gemini.
Yeah, I okay. say, okay, well, I don't want to set off phones, but if I just talk to Google, that's what it brings up.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so, then I search through that, and I have questions, and then at the end he'll say, well, all right, I hope we've helped. Have a safe travel.
Yeah, so he gave me last yeah. week, we went through all of the applications, and I have them on my iPad. I really need to do this, and I promise you, by next week I will have done the homework. And I can say that with confidence because I'm off next week. So you really won't be able to test me for 2 weeks.
Okay, can I tell George
yeah,
my
George,
nightmare?
Sue's got a story here we need some of your take on. So this is pretty crazy.
Listening. Yeah. I was listening and I heard a brief second of what you said.
Okay, well, it was sometime over the weekend, I got an alert from LifeLock because I have the most basic LifeLock. And it said, somebody is trying to take out a loan in your name. Now, I already have my credit report things frozen, so you can't go get a mortgage in there. But it was a payday loan. So my phone is blowing up from LifeLock. So I call LifeLock, and LifeLock says, oh, yes, we've got a report of this. But you don't have the service with us that allows this to be blocked. Of course I don't, George.
But that's okay. That's okay.
And he
said, what you need to do.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, he said, this one, I think it might have been Data X. I don't know. Whatever it was, they don't allow LifeLock to intervene. In other words, they can't go on my behalf because they think it's unsafe for an intermediary to get the information, which makes sense. So I had to fill out a report and then I mail it in and get the credit report, and then that is how LifeLock goes through and gets me my money back. But then my phone is blowing up with, oh, your loan has gone through with blah, blah, Borrowly and all this crazy stuff, and it was freaking me out. So I almost called you, and then I thought, well, that's not George's problem.
Oh,
but what should I have done?
No, you definitely should have called me. So the payday lenders, obviously there's three major credit bureaus. The payday lenders use two secret credit bureaus that you need to contact on your own right now. It's called Factor Trust and Clarity Services.
Oh my God.
Factor Trust
and Clarity Services.
Okay.
And that is what the payday loan industry uses as their credit bureau, because not everybody who gets a payday loan has a credit score. So that's what's going on there. So you need to go to Factor Trust and Clarity Services immediately. And then also, I would 1,000% as soon as the show is over, contact your bank. Uh-huh. Call your bank. Tell them what's going on. They'll put you in the securities and frauds department. Tell them what's happening, and they will put a monitor on your bank account.
Oh.
Okay? It's very important you do that.
Okay.
So I'm glad you froze your credit, because that's the number one thing you have to do is freeze your credit. So no one can take out a car loan, house loan, whatever it may be, or even try and steal the title of your home.
Jeez.
So very, very important that you do that. But go to those two credit bureaus, file a report. The last thing I would absolutely do is make sure you go to the government website and file an official report called identitytheft.gov.
Okay.
So I know you have LifeLock. Don't rely on them to do that if you have the basic plan, but go to identitytheft.gov and file a report.
Okay.
If any money goes missing, if your credit score takes a hit, then make sure you file a police report.
Okay.
Because the only recourse you're going to have is that you actually said, hey, my money was stolen, this wasn't made up, and you have some sort of recourse. But at least you have a police report on file. You don't have to do that yet.
Okay.
But make sure you go to identitytheft.gov and those two credit bureaus and fill out the information.
Hey, Sue, you have more homework than I do all of a sudden.
Know.
You know that, right? I'll see you on Monday. I'll see you next Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness.
I did bump up in LifeLock so that they would prevent.
Of course you did. That's what they wanted
you
to do.
That's how they get you. But that's how to prevent any more of the payday loans. But should I still call Factor Trust and Clarity Services just in case?
100%.
Okay.
Yes, just in case. Because if they try it again, then the payday loan industry will see that and go, nope, we're not helping you get a payday loan.
George,
with that information.
How do they get the money? Like, in other words, where does that come from? Where do you get a payday loan? Will that go
after my... They'll falsify a paycheck. They'll falsify a paycheck with your information, your address, your name. They may have a lot of personal identifiable information. And in fact, once we're offline, send me a text. I need to run a dark web scan on you.
Okay.
And make sure I know what's out there for you. So when we're done, send me a text. I'll run a dark web scan for you, let you know what's going on. So at least you're not relying just on LifeLock to do this.
Oh, Tech Talk Tuesday is where we scare the hell out of everyone because of things that are happening. All right, hey, I want one. We're short on time because of this, but I did want you to touch on one topic, and we can save maybe a couple of the others for next week. But the way that smart home tech might be tracking you and the effect that it could have on your insurance premium. You shared some of this information.
Yeah.
And this is interesting. Like, so I have, you know, if you have a security company or something like that, and they determine that you're not turning it on as much as you should be, you're saying they may charge you more for that, right? Or flag you.
Yes. Oh, this is a massive change in homeowners insurance. And everyone needs to pay attention right now. When you go to renew your homeowners insurance and it's up for renewal, pay attention to whether it's a variable rate. They're going to start doing variable rates across the whole industry based on monitoring your in-home activity with tech. If you have an in-home alarm system, are you setting it on the regular? Do you have water leak detectors, meaning under your sink, mm-hmm. your water heaters, your washing machine, your refrigerator water line? If you don't have a water detection system, they can raise your rates. If you're not locking your doors, let's say you have a MyQ door lock or some sort of remote door lock or a keypad for your garage door opener. If you're not constantly using that, they will look at that and say, well, you're endangering your house and we're not insuring you for that low a premium. So this is going to change the whole insurance industry because they're going to look at your personal activities based on the tech in your house. And that's all going with AI. I'm telling you, this is going to change everything.
Whoa. That's
very interesting. And on that note, scaring you, we're out of time. George, great stuff. I'm going to do the homework.
Holy cow,
we'll talk
George.
Soon. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. George Rosenthal, throttlenet.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.